Back here on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline. Emerson Grafton, the OVC Offensive Player of the Week for Southern Indiana Women's Soccer, is here on the Ref. Hey, really appreciate the time. Emerson, how we doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate you coming on. So, you know, it's funny because when people hear, oh, you're OVC Offensive Player of the Week, that might come as a surprise, not because, oh, you've never done it before, it's the second time you've done it, but because that's a big deal. Then again, if you play for USI Women's Soccer, you had a good chance this week. What's it like to not only get this award, but also sweep weekly honors for Screaming Eagles, because Anna Markland is OVC Goalkeeper of the Week, and Emma Scott is the OVC Defensive Player of the Week?
Yeah, I think it's just amazing. I think it's really exciting to me just because, I mean, we all work so hard, and I think it just shows we have, like, threats all the way around the field and defensively, offensively, and in goals. So I just think it shows our strength through and through.
A lot of strengths through and through, and that's why you guys have three straight results dating back to a couple of weeks ago, where you guys handed Southern Illinois their first loss of the year. We can talk about that in a moment, but you know, this past week you tied with Bellarmine, you beat Valparaiso, and all the goals this week were scored by you, so it makes sense that you're OVC Offensive Player of the Week. You scored against Valpo, that brace. What's it like to score twice in a single game? I know that that's a big deal for you and for the team, obviously, in a big moment. So take me through those two goals.
Yeah, I just think the first goal, I mean, our press, we've been working on our press, and it worked out, and our midfield won the ball, and they played a great ball to me. And, I mean, I just had the easy job of just making sure it made it past the goalkeeper. And the second goal was another set piece, and just ended up at my feet and just passed it past the keeper. And I think that having composure in those moments is what's been key.
Yo, Emerson, in looking at your game, you've been doing this now. This is, I guess, your two of you doing this at this kind of level for USI Women's Soccer. You and your sister, Charlie, are incumbent all OVC players. What has been the difference between this year and last? Obviously, a lot of expectations around the Grafton name with both of you going all OVC last year. So how has this year been for you?
It's been amazing. I think it's like me and my sister, like, we've always been competitors. We're always competing. And, like, with it being our senior year, like, we're all, the whole team is bought in. We're all in. And I think with everyone being all in, and then we have a great senior leadership team, like, group this year. So I just think that, I mean, we're here to win. And with everyone being all in, it just seems so possible.
It was a slower start to the season than I think a lot of people expected. Then again, the whole point of non-conference play is to ramp into OVC play, and you're coming up on the end of the non-conference schedule. The first five games ended up being losses. Since then, you guys have just rattled off results. What has changed for this team?
Honestly, I don't think that much has changed. I think in the first five games of the season, I mean, we had the energy, we had the work rate, and we were just kind of missing a little bit of a final piece. And I mean, in these last three games that we've gotten our results, we're just finding our final piece and finding our groove. I mean, finding where players fit on the field and how they play together. And I mean, we've always had the heart and the energy and the work rate, and I think that's three of the most important things.
How do you feel about the game this weekend against Purdue Fort Wayne? The game time was moved from 1 to 3 o'clock. It is alumni weekend. It's also the final non-conference game of the year, so your final opportunity to tune up into where rubber really starts to meet the road, OVC play.
Yeah, I think we're all really excited, and I think we're going to have a good week of practice, a tough week of practice to prepare ourselves, and we lose 1-0 to them every year, so I think we're going to ride our comeback come this Sunday, and I think we're just all ready, and we're really excited, and we're bought in, and we're ready to win on Sunday.
I like it. That's awesome. And we're talking to Emerson Grafton here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lawn Expressway in Evansville tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. ESPN.com talking to the OVC Offensive Player of the Week, USI Women's Soccer's Emerson Grafton. And the Screaming Eagles swept the weekly honors in the Ohio Valley Conference with the Goalkeeper of the Week, Anna Markland, and Emma Scott winning Defensive Player of the Week. You know, for me, Emerson, I'm just a little bit worried about you. Now, here's why. It's awesome whenever you win an accolade like this, weekly, yearly, like you did last year as All-OVC second teamer. But I'm a little bit worried that maybe your sister stole your thunder a little bit, because when you have a sister on the team, you're risking the good news to mom and dad, that phone call being spoiled by your sister. Did Charlie step on your toes, or were you able to break the news to mom and dad?
No, I think they actually found out on themselves. My mom follows all the pages, so I think they honestly, I didn't know, because I'm not really on social media too much, so I didn't really know till my team started texting me, telling me congratulations, and I was to look and see what everyone was talking about, and I had a few calls from my parents, so they knew, so I think everyone kind of found out at once.
Oh, that's good. I know that if I had a sibling on my team, which wouldn't happen because neither one of us are nearly athletic enough, but if that were to happen, then my brother would be stepping on my toes, stealing my thunder all the time. Then again, I probably wouldn't have that much thunder to steal because, you know, I'm not an all-OVC caliber soccer player. You are. Emerson Grafton here on WREF talking about USI women's soccer. And after the draw against Bellarmine from the last game that the Screaming Eagles played, they have now racked up three straight results with a 2-0 win against Southern Illinois at the end of August. To begin September, a 2-0 win against Valpoa Braves for Emerson in that one, and a scoreless draw against Bellarmine on the road, returning home to play Purdue Fort Wayne to cap off non-conference play on Sunday at 3 o'clock. It is alumni weekend at Strasswig Field. You know, Emerson talked about how that's the non-conference finale. And obviously with you being an all-OVC player from a season ago and this team hosting in the OVC tournament last year, you guys know what it takes to win in the OVC. So how close are you guys to really feeling confident in this version of you to present to the rest of the OVC with the non-conference being a tune-up and an audition almost to get ready for OVC play?
Yeah, I don't think we're close to feeling confident. I think we are confident.
Okay.
I think that over the last few games, we've shown that like, we're here to compete. We can win. We can get results. And I think we're on the up. We're going on the uphill. And I think it's just in time for OVC play. And I'm ready to compete in the OVC and start facing some familiar teams.
Yeah, I'd imagine that this was a part of your role last year as far as leadership goes because, you know, after all, last year you were an upperclassman. You were one of the best players on the team, winning All-OVC second team honors last year. But now as a senior, I'd imagine it's a little bit different. Emma Scott, as a sophomore, just earned her first weekly honor, OVC Defensive Player of the Week. And, yeah, I'm sure you congratulated her too, but what is your role for a player like Emma? What is your communication with her as a senior to an underclassman, a player who's still trying to get her feet wet, not only at the Division I level, but also in this position change, moving to left back? And what has your communication been like with her?
My communication's been great. I mean, we have the same, all upperclassmen have a policy where, like, we can say whatever we need to say to the underclassmen, and it's about holding each other accountable and making sure the job gets done. So I don't think that we necessarily split our team into underclassmen and upperclassmen. We're USI women's soccer. We're a family.
Sure.
We're all the same. As soon as you enter on the team, your minds will be an upperclassman. We're all on the same level. So, I mean, I think we just all kind of look at it like that. And she critiques me, I critique her, and we're just pushing each other to be better. And I think that goes for everybody on the team, and I think that's what it's about.
Emerson, the team has been the strikers, and you're one of the goal scorers, obviously, with the brace against Valpo. You guys have been finishing at a higher clip over the last few games, last few weeks, and you know, the goal's been racking up ever since the beginning of the year. Has there been something that you individually, can only speak for you individually, I'd imagine, has there been anything that you individually has changed or adjusted in your approach to actually finishing looks? Because you guys have manufactured some shots, and now they're really going through, and you guys are seeing the fruits of that labor.
Yeah, I think it, like I said, I think it's just part of the team, like, pushing each other, because, like, we stay after practice and we shoot, and we go on our off days and we'll all go together and we'll work on finishing. And I just think, like, having like the group of forwards we have and the group of midfielders we have, where we want to finish and we want to be better, that being able to come together and just get the extra rest so that when it comes game time, it's easy. And I think that's just what we've been doing. I think every week we've been out all together.
Emerson, Ken, thank you enough. Really appreciate your time. The second time you've earned OVC Offensive Player of the Week. Congratulations. Enjoy it. Good luck on Sunday, 3 o'clock at Strasburg Field Alumni Weekend, the final game of the non-conference slate against Purdue Fort Wayne. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You got it. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.